Do you want to sing the theme song, Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. It's time for 1313 Harper, the podcast, hosted by Jasmine and her friends. But this week it's Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. That was very off, A, because I can't sing, and B, because I can't hear myself.
it was just a lot.
I normally sing like Celine Dion, but because I can't hear myself. People are like, Jasmine, why don't you sing the theme song? And I'm like, because I am too good.
Beautiful.
I don't want to shame people by my sheer existence.
No, I get it. That's why I had to do it. They were like, we need someone mediocre. I'm like, might I have a shot at it? Like, that's my specialty. That is my wheelhouse.
Who has 20 years of voice training, 5 years of improv training, and has two thumbs. This girl. Actually, you probably have more of like 10 years of improv training.
No, I started in high school.
Mm. So, and you're only 25, so.
That's right. So just only 10 years. I'm young. Hey, everyone, come see how young I am.
Well, now let me do the real introduction after that lovely. Okay, so everybody, Michelle's here.
Hi!
By request, Michelle is back for this episode.
And by request, let's be honest, it's Jasmine's mom. Jasmine's mom demanded that I return. Leslie is my one and only fan. So
you are the most requested special guest, actually. So
I'm the only special guest.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I mean, like for the season. You're the only one someone specifically requested, so yes. You're the most requested.
It was my mom. Okay, how's your quarantine going?
It's okay. I'm back at work part-time, which is fine. I prefer working from home. So this is going to be the first episode of the season. I went through a long time of, I was like, oh, I'm so over the, like, I love doing the podcast, but I was like, oh, I'm so over it. Like, there's nothing going on. It takes a lot of work and just like, there's nothing going on. I'm not going to Disneyland. So I just didn't feel like it. And then all of a sudden, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, I'm going to do a new season. And now I'm like super gung ho and I've like recorded a bunch and it's awesome.
That's great.
And I'm glad to have you back. But I have an intro. I swear. But how is your quarantine?
I hate it.
You're cleaning a lot.
I'm cleaning so much. I'm obsessed with this Instagram, Go Clean Co. Yeah. It is out of Canada. Like, my mom was always like a neat freak and like clean, but she wasn't like, hey, do this. She was just like, I'm cleaning and you're not. Mm-hmm. So you suck. So... But this Instagram has like taught me how to clean. And the only things I use are bleach, water, and Tide. Bleach, water, and Tide. So yeah, I'm just obsessively cleaning my house and it gives me something to do. And I feel like now I know how Danny Tanner felt. Like when the world mm-hmm. is chaos, all you can do is clean because that's the one thing you can control. And yes. I'm like, Danny Tanner, I get you.
I get Danny Tanner a lot. Like he has three girls who he probably had, I think in the first season of Full House, he's like 30 and DJ's like 12. So yikes. He had kids at 18. So, you know, Danny Tanner, he's a devoted father. Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, where two adult daughters must join forces to save the universe, Sal. I'm Jasmine, and today we have a very special guest.
I'm Michelle.
She's Michelle. She was very amused by that.
I was like, what's the name of this episode going to be? And I'm going to be like, Jasmine and Michelle are universal.
Yes. Universal voltage. I don't know. Yours is better. So this week, we're going to be talking about... So Michelle and I have gotten together, and we're going to make... our ideal, what are you going to say? You look so excited.
I'm so excited. No, I'm just so excited because the 30 Rock that just came out for mm-hmm. like the quarantine upfronts 30 Rock. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I used to work at Universal.
The commercial?
The big commercial. Yeah. It made me cry.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I freaking loved it when they were showing like, because I'm so easy to be brainwashed. I would easily be a member of a cult. I mean, I kind of am, like being a huge Disney fan, but like, I was like crying. I was like, I was part of that, you guys. I am Universal. It was great.
It was great seeing Tina Fey be Liz Lemon again.
Yeah.
That was great. But so this week's episode is Michelle and I have come together and we're going to make the perfect Universal Studios theme park.
Boo, 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 boo.
We've each picked 17 rides. So what's 17 times 2, Michelle? 34.
Yes.
17 times 2 rides. And we, you know, we both went to college, but for art degrees.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
None of that practical stuff.
My sister went for business. I went for film.
I went for theater.
Theater tech.
Just like Liz Lemon. Just like my hero, Liz Lemon.
So we're going to, we picked 17 rides and attractions from Universal, all history, and every Universal park in the world, and we're creating our perfect Universal park.
That's right. Universal yes. past, Universal present, Universal globally, Universal future, no, because everything's probably getting cut because of COVID.
Yep.
Yeah.
Except Super Nintendo World.
In Japan, dude, yeah. that stuff looks nice.
It looks like it's photoshopped. It looks so good.
It, yeah. The did you like, see the video of the
yes.
turtle shell? And it was like.
I saw the ghost on the castle moving up and down, and it literally looks like a video game. What do you call like those? It's the ghost, those gray block dudes, and like it looks.
No, they're like yeah, but they're not ghosts. Ghosts are white.
Oh, why are you? Why do ghosts have to be white, Michelle?
I'm just saying. Crap, I knew that was, shoot. Purple ghosts are ghosts too.
It's gray. So like he's a ghost that didn't wash his sheet. He was the pig pen ghost.
I washed my sheets today because my cat keeps peeing on my bed.
It's because he loves you.
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Probably trying to kill me. Anyway,
perfect Universal Park. So we picked from Singapore, Tokyo, Florida, and Hollywood.
Well, it's not Tokyo.
You're right. It's Osaka, right? Mm-hmm. It's the old capital of Tokyo, or of Japan, sorry.
Geography, math, not our strong suit. Theme parks, yes.
Yes, I know where the theme park is. I know there is a bullet train that takes you directly to Universal Osaka, and that the train station lets you off right there.
Nice.
Yeah, so one day we will go.
Toy
like a tiger.
I rewatched Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm rewatching every episode of Law and Order SVU. Quarantine yes. has been rough. I'm not going to lie.
You texted me when you saw my husband and Baby Yoda's dad, Pedro That's Pascal. Right.
Yeah, he was an FBI agent in Law yes. and Order SVU.
The best part of Law and Order is when you see the same character playing or same actor playing different characters.
No, my favorite part is whenever I see a Broadway actor and then I just yell their theater credits at Dale. So like Sutton Foster came on and I was like, hi, I freaking love you, Sutton Foster. And
he's thoroughly like, modern Millie.
Yeah, I'm like, you need to dial it down.
Anything goes.
I'm like, that's Tony Award winner Sutton Foster, whose brother is Hunter Foster, who I was in Urinetown, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't really care about him that much. She's in Bunheads. She's
yes,
in the
she
show
is.
Younger with Hilary Duff.
Because she looks young.
Grr.
Is she 20? Is she 50? I don't know. Because she looks like she's 10.
Yeah.
We love Sutton Foster on this podcast is what right. I'm trying to say. Shall we get into Universal?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Starting things is Universal.
Is Universal. Oh, I miss your wit, Michelle. I'm sure we'll have a lot of crossover too. So this park won't necessarily have 30 plus attractions. Or it might. I don't know. Maybe we have very differing taste.
I don't know. Because I was stuck at like 11 for a long time. So I had to pick some stuff that I wasn't like crazy about. Mm. Like I have some stuff in here that is kind of weird. But I am like, yes, yes, yes. But then I have some stuff that is like popular. But I'm like, I needed to fill up space.
I had 25 and then I got it down to 20, then I got it down to 17. But I will say some of the stuff is not stuff I want to ride, but I know I appreciate it as a ride.
Okay.
If that
okay.
makes sense.
Okay.
I don't want it to be away from the world. I want the world to appreciate it and I'm happy that it's there. But I will close my eyes the entire time while I'm on it.
Oh, so you're saying Jaws is in it?
Several things like that are on it. Yes.
All right.
But yes, Jaws is in it.
How do you want to do this? Do you want to just like trade back and forth?
Yes. Let's go. Okay. You go. You say one. I say one.
Okay.
And then you know, just talk about why you would want it in the park.
Uh-huh.
Or defend it a little bit. Some right. stuff is just obvious, but
right. Well, let's start with the greatest obvious one: Back to the Future. Back to the Future, the ride. Bring it back. Back it up. That ride is so dope. It is so mm-hmm. good. It stands the test of time. Like, that trilogy is, like,
I rewatched it recently. It's so good.
It's so good. It's so fun. Good. It's one of those movies, like, I don't know about you, but there are not many movies that I can, like, sit down and watch with my parents without being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But that is literally a movie that I can watch with my parents and be like, this is funny. This is fun. Like, and I love that The Ride was, like, a really great extension of the universe. Mm-hmm. But, like, without a lot of Joe Rohde extra, you had to know a lot of it's like, nope, we've got Biff, we've got the DeLorean, we've got Doc, I was about to say Doc McStuffins. We got Doc
McStuffins.
Yeah.
And his fried chicken.
Oh my gosh. Doc's fried chicken was the best food I've ever eaten in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Pour one out. And we've been to Club 33, and I'm saying the fried chicken at Doc's Chicken is better than Club 33. Write that down. Yeah.
Do you want to know something that's really, really funny? What? Do you know what my number one is as well?
What?
Back to the Future, The Ride. Literally, it is my number one. Oh, and I forgot to say that we can modify these rides. So some might be, but this is one I would not modify. I know they tore it down. Part of the reason was because the ride took place in 2000. Part of it took place in 2015. And as 2015 got closer, they were like, oh, that's going to be in the past. I think that would have been fine, personally. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think that, like, it may have been weird for, like, 2015, or when was it supposed to happen? 2005 or 2015?
So, 2015. So part of the ride, I think, like, was like in the 90s or 80s, but then one of the scenes was 2015, yeah, which you could just pretend was the past.
Right. I think that, like, in the year 2015, it would be like, hey guys, it's tomorrow, you know, like, this is not what it looks like. But then I feel like there's a dinosaur. I feel like there's enough suspension of disbelief that you can be like, we'll let this slide. Do you know what I mean? Or maybe this is the future that, like, because of Biff's actions, like, you know, like the time schism. Yeah. I'm just saying it's a great ride and I freaking love it.
I think even if you weren't aware of the movie, I think it still makes sense. There's a good guy, there's a bad guy, you have to, like, capture.
Bump his car. That's it.
Yeah, you have to bump his car. That's all. And you go through, and, like, they don't use CGI. They use, like, models, and I'm doing puppet mime right now. Mm-hmm. That dinosaur does look a little odd, but it's still
not
a really
as
good
bad
ride.
As CGI, like, so many screen mm-hmm. attractions that there are at Universal and Disney and mm-hmm. other theme parks mm-hmm. that after a few years, it's like, oh, we did it so we can change it out. I'm like, you're not going to do that for a very long time, and it looks terrible. So stop.
Back to the Future is also on my list of rides I want to cover with you.
Okay.
Did you ever go on it?
Yeah.
I went on it when I was really young. I remember that. And I enjoyed it.
I went on it when I was about 12, 13. Mm-hmm. And my mom groped a guy on it. I'll tell you that story. Hey, put a pin in it. I'm saving that one for later.
And by very young, I mean I was also like 13, 14 when I went on it.
I thought you were going to be like, I was 5. That's not that young. No, I remember. I very distinctly remember it.
I remember going on that ride and really enjoying it. And I miss that whole, like, ride the movies aspect of Universal.
Yeah.
Because that was very, like Disney was, like, I mean, not always, obviously, like, Disney originally was IP. Then they had a season of, original stories. But Universal, it was very much, like, you like this movie, we're going to put you in this movie.
Yeah.
You're going to experience it. And I love that aspect of it.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know if they do that as much. I'm trying to think of, like, recent rides.
I think,
like,
Forbidden Journey puts you in the movie.
That puts you in the movie. And then Hagrid, which I didn't get to go on Hagrid's because when we were in Orlando, it was broken down.
Look, it still has a wait from when COVID started in March. Yes. There's still a wait because it's been down so much. Okay.
Yes. I'm still waiting in line from January.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, it really, like, and it's great because it does rely on, like, if you love Back to the Future, you're going to really love that ride. But, like, even if you don't love it, like that movie, I think you're going to like that ride.
I think I've maybe seen the movies, like, in passing, maybe the first one mm-hmm. when I wrote it, but I just loved that ride. Like, mm-hmm. it's like a standalone. It's great. Okay, so we agree on that. I'm super excited about number two. What's your number two?
So my number two is Beetlejuice Rock and Roll Graveyard Review. Michelle's making a face right now.
I'm not making a face. I am. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it as a kid. I haven't been on it probably since I was like 10, which was only 3 years ago. But I just remember really enjoying it. That was probably as edgy as I got as a young child, was Beetlejuice. I'm thinking of like the old show though. I've seen like videos, like I think Yesterworld does a video where they show the different incantations of the show. I like the classic one. Incantations. I'm thinking like, of Harry Potter.
Okay.
I'm having so many brain farts today. It's because I had boba.
Did you?
I did. Oh, I have my mom. I got my mom hooked on boba, and we have boba like every other day. It's so good.
The dream.
But I know like they added like really like too modern of songs for a while, and it made it kind of cheesy. I don't mean that. I mean like the original kind of 80s-ish Beetlejuice with, you know, Phantom of the Opera and Friends.
Oh, I don't and really.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah and.
Spooky Scary. Okay, so my number two is the Coke Soak.
What is that?
Okay. Do you know my obsession with Coca-Cola?
I mean, who doesn't love Coca-Cola?
No. Jasmine, I went to the Coca-Cola Museum and I cried.
I love the Coca-Cola Museum because as a chubby kid, I was allowed to have all the Coke I wanted. And that's
from
not
all
something...
around the world.
All around the world. But I remember I just kept refilling at the Coke machines and it was like an automatic dispenser. And I just was like, this is the best day of my life. But yes, tell me, Michelle, how much do you love Coca-Cola?
I love Coca-Cola so much. I want to take a pint of middle school and get it pregnant. I love it.
You did a lot of Coke in your Wall Street days.
It's a very specific 30 Rock reference. I have never done drugs. So the Coke Soak basically was just like a water play area based on Coca-Cola drinks. And it was in Universal Hollywood. But when I was doing research and I saw that, I was like, that, yes, I want that. I want it now. That is in my theme park. Thank you. Goodbye.
I think it was probably by where Despicable Me is, I'm guessing, because that's always been a water area.
Sure.
Did you ever experience it, or just something you found on your travels?
It's just something I found during my research. I did research for the first time in forever. I saw that and I was like, I would like that, please.
Ooh, I wish they had that, but they squirted Coke at you.
Oh, me too. Oh.
And it'd be exfoliating because the acid would strip your skin.
I'm like dreaming about this and like a red slide. I can go down into like a pool of Coca-Cola and I'm just like swimming backwards in it.
And there's like little ice cubes in there and like you use it as a flotation device.
Oh my gosh.
You do a Busby Berkeley style, not Busby Berkeley. Or yes. Is it? Yeah. Like we're in the water with Coca-Cola. One of my favorite reviews of this podcast was that we use a lot of, like out of nowhere random references.
You're welcome.
Like it's true, but they're mostly 30 Rock. So my next item is Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey.
Nice.
I mean, that's just, it's a good ride.
Yeah.
It's a really good ride.
Mine aren't in any particular order except for Back to the Future.
Either.
That's on mine too. But what happens to be my number three is Miami Vice Action Spectacular.
I just learned about that.
Miami Vice Action Spectacular was where Waterworld is now in Hollywood.
Mm.
I literally know nothing about it aside from the title, but the title alone, you gotta have it.
I've seen video footage of it. I think they also did it in Orlando and they did it in the whatever they call that water in the middle. I know it has a name and I should know it, but yeah, it was just literally a stunt show on boats for Miami Vice. And like they would jump through like fire and like the guys had like bright, colorful blazers on with shoulder pads. I need to send you. There's video of it. It's amazing.
To me, that just sounds like so bad that it shoots the moon and comes back. And you're just like, yeah, I want to see this.
I miss the days when Universal was like a little more topical. And like, it was like, oh, you like Miami Vice? Well, in 6 months, we made a Miami Vice show.
That's so funny that you said that, because Dale's big complaint with Universal is that it's like, oh, Shrek, that was cool like 20 years ago.
Yeah, like a lot. Now they kind of wait for stuff to have staying power. Like Harry Potter, they didn't build it like till I think after all the movies came, not in Florida, but in Hollywood, definitely not till after all the movies came out.
I think, no, in both places after, because it was being built in 2008. When I moved away from Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Away
from the heat. So it's amazing. They used to do like, and Back to the Future, the ride came out 1991. And I think the last movie was 1990. or maybe 91. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But like they would literally build stuff like, oh, you like this? Well, now it's here.
Right?
So,
like that's cool. Yeah. Like you like Nickelodeon? We got Nickelodeon here.
Yes. You like Minions? Well, now they have Minions, but yeah. That was way after all the Minions and now Bananas and yeah. Banana. So my next ride is Michelle's favorite ride of all time. E.T. Adventure. It is the best ride. When I was in Orlando, Tiffany and I rode it 2 times.
It was just 2 times too many. I'm kind of glad I had the flu during all of that.
2 times too few. I wish they still had it in Hollywood. I remember even as a child being very upset that, and by child, I mean like 15, 16, very upset that they got rid of E.T. It is much better than The Mummy. It is glorious.
Oh, yeah. The Hollywood Mummy stinks.
Yeah. After going on the Orlando Mummy, I really realized like, oh, yeah, ours is terrible.
Yeah. It is not good.
It's horrible.
My number 4 is Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. I think we can both agree like that is a great attraction. Mm-hmm. That is from Hollywood. I wrote the attraction and then what park it's from.
Oh, that's smart of you. I'm trying to remember. Some of them I know, and some of them are multi-parks or some of them just don't exist anymore. E.T., I mean, it's still in Orlando, but who knows in the future. If they're just like, sorry, Steven Spielberg, we don't care anymore. The thing I love about Harry Potter was the first time I went on it, my mom said it sounded like I was dying because I was like, like I was just so excited. I remember like, and I forced my eyes open the whole time because I'm like, no, don't close your eyes. Don't you dare close your eyes. And then I remember like that dragon and I was so afraid, but I thought it was the coolest thing. It was just so unexpected. Like all the, spoilers, sorry. But like, and the transitions from the screens to the actual, like, what do you call it? Like physical stuff.
Yeah.
Practical are amazing. And I remember, like, before I knew how the screens worked, I was so fascinated by, like, how are we just stopped? Like, how is this working? Mm-hmm. So that's another episode I have to do because that ride, the mechanics are amazing.
I don't know anything about the mechanics. I think I volunteer as tribute to be on that episode so you can blow my mind. So number 5, Madagascar, a crate adventure.
I just saw a ride through of that. It's amazing.
It's cute.
It's so cute.
So because I'm sure that no one is that familiar with it, I have the description. A riverboat ride with animatronics, digital projections, and surround sound housed within the hull of a displaced cargo ship. This attraction features the voices of actors heard in the movie, such as Ben Stiller, Chris Rock, David Schwimmer, and Jada Pinkett Smith throughout the ride.
So this is in Singapore, correct? Yes. I like it because it has a lot of those classic tricks of like, there's a waterfall that you're about to go through and then you're like, oh no, we're going to get wet. But then it like parts in the middle right before you go through it. There's a lot of animatronics. So it's definitely not projection heavy.
Well, it's interesting because like I was watching it and I was like, this is good for it's always like, this is good for a Universal ride, but it's not like Disney quality because Dale and I were watching it and he's like, this isn't as immersive as other ones because we watch stuff from around the world, especially now because like we're stuck inside, we miss theme parks. Like we watch stuff from around the world and we can always tell a Universal ride. It's like its own category, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what, like, E.T., as good as it is, like, some of the animatronics, like, the cops are not great.
The mannequins from the mall? Is that what
you're talking about? The one that goes, whoa, this is my favorite part. Michelle is doing a very good impression. Whoa. And then also, like, there's only stuff on, like, the right, and if you look to the left, it's just a lovely blue wall.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
So, yeah, Madagascar is great for a Universal ride.
Yes. It has a lot of elements to it. There's humor. They use the actual actors' voices, so it doesn't sound cheesy. I mean, it's cheesy, but like, it's not like, well, that's clearly, you know, Simon Stiller, Ben Stiller's cousin.
Yeah.
There's this one, another episode. This is a spoiler for a future episode that I pitched to you today, and it's Warner Brothers World. I forget what it's called. It's a theme park in Abu Dhabi. It's the world's biggest indoor theme park. And they have a lot of rides that are really amazing and immersive, but like their animatronics, their mouths don't move. They're just kind of still figures, but they have very limited movement. So it's like Disney, they would definitely like be talking and moving, but So it's interesting.
Or
like,
they'd be projection faces.
That's true. Now they'd like, just be projection faces.
That's like their new, that's like the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People love projections. In general, people, I mean, nobody loves projections, but that's just a thing. Like Universal, what's the Fast and the Furious is literally just, you're in a movie. It's 4D cinema.
Oh, I keep thinking, if you weren't there, but the last time I was at Universal, we went on the tram tour and then we got stuck in the
you told me about that.
Fast and Furious.
Like, yeah.
I was like, ugh.
And it didn't work, right?
Yeah.
And you just went through or and we went past it.
We went through it with like the lights on and the screens and I'm like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
I don't like
but at
this.
At least that's a part of the studio tour, so there's other things to see. Like, imagine that happening in Orlando where that is the ride. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the attraction. Like,
boo.
So my next ride is Harry Potter and the Escape from Gringotts. I don't like this ride as much as I like Forbidden Journey because there is no practical that I can remember. It's all screens pretty much. It's like the practical is like the sets are kind of there, but there's not like a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
The practical
is in the queue.
Yes, the practical is in the queue. And then, yeah, some of the like surrounding sets are real, but there's not like animatronics.
Yeah.
It is cool. There's a lot of cool tricks in the ride and like how the screens will part at certain points and you'll kind of like go through the screen. And it's a thrill ride, but it's not too intense, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like probably the level of like a Big Thunder, but it's just, it feels more cause like the screens, I don't know. It was still a nice ride. It was
that
a nice immersive ride.
It's way down on my list. Like it is 16. It's there, but it's like, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, these are definitely not in order because that would not be. Yeah.
But like, I remember I was like, I was telling you like, oh, I can't think of 17. Mm-hmm. And like, I was scraping the bottom of the barrel and I'm like, I guess Gringotts, like, I like it, but I don't love it. Like,
if you take the whole experience, including like the bank and the queue, it's amazing. And like, even if you extend further into like the land, then that kind of brings it up higher.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, but like just the actual like as a roller coaster, I feel like it's always starting. It's always like here we go, okay, here we go, nope, okay, here we go, and then it's like in the end. So I think I've said that before on the podcast.
Yeah, Domhnall Gleeson, who's the man, he and Chris Pratt are fighting for who's going to be in the most theme park rides.
I'm fine with this battle. You guys should do it shirtlessly.
You know who wins?
Everyone.
I just love it because I hate when people like they don't want to be in a ride. I'm like, that's true immortality.
Mm-hmm.
Like being in a movie, anyone can be in a movie. But like to be in a theme park ride, that is the next level. Amazing.
So my number six is Sesame Street Lights, Camera, Imagination 4D. It's from Universal Studios Japan. It is so adorable. So at Universal Studios Japan, they have this land that is like genetically engineered for me. It is three of my very favorite things. It is Sesame Street, Snoopy, and Hello Kitty.
I've heard of this. I've heard of a few people.
Spectacular.
Oh, sorry.
No, I'm just excited.
A few people have claimed that Universal Japan is the best Universal theme park.
Oh, yeah. I would based on my basic research, I'm going to say because at no point in any other Universal am I like, here's a nook that I want to be immersed in aside from Potter.
Do you know they used to have a Wicked Land, like, dedicated to the play or musical?
So, yeah, I love Sesame Street, and it just seems – Sesame Street is so – it's like, such a gentle – it's so gentle, and I just love it. So, yeah.
It's gentle, but it has some sass to it. It's not too precious. Like, the characters are still really silly.
I like that the characters are kind of real. Like, Oscar is mean to Big Bird, and that's something that children deal with. That's something that adults deal with.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Of, like, how do you deal with someone who's a bully? And it's, like, Big Bird constantly is, like, you treat them with kindness. You treat them with love. And maybe they won't change, but maybe sometimes they'll, like, care about you a little. You know, anyway.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is I love Sesame Street, and I love that it's Universal, and that is my number six. And my number seven is Hello Kitty's Cupcake Dream.
So, is this a ride?
Yes. So,
okay, tell me about this ride.
It is basically teacups, trackless teacups, but instead of a teacup, you are in a cupcake But it's not just like the bottom. It's a cupcake, and in the middle there's a stick, and then the top of the cupcake. So you're like,
and they bake you into the cupcake.
They bake you into the cupcake, and then a giant Hello Kitty eats you.
And then you die, but you're happy.
You're happy. No, it's just like, it's just teacups, but it's like cupcakes, and I am like, yeah.
So I have to look at this. So it's like the stick, can you, you can see around you though.
Yeah.
You're not like in the cupcake. No. And then like you just look up and there's like a little hole at the top.
There's like, I'm going to show you a picture. You should post a picture. Ooh. On the Instagram. I'm telling I you shall. What to do. I'm very bossy. Kitty. Cupcake dream. Oh, let's see. I saw this and I literally died of happiness.
Cupcake dream. So everyone pull out your phones. Oh, that's cute. So it's like a covered
ride.
It's
kind of like the sky bucket.
Ooh.
But it's precious.
Because I know it rains a lot in Japan, so it's probably nice to have a little, even though you're spinning and like the water still gets on you.
But I'm sure that's very nice. Like, I'm a little cupcake.
Yes, it's so cute. And then they have Sanrio Land, which I forget the actual name of it. Tempura.
Yeah, which yeah. I was looking at some blogs about like visiting Japan and they're like, don't go there. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to. So, and I'm going to go to the Sailor Moon Cafe. So eat my poo. Yes. They're like, it's a tourist trap. And I'm like, I'm a tourist. Hey!
Trap me.
What does she want? Touristess.
I would love that. So my next is, as we discussed earlier, Jaws, but I am amending it a little bit. So and I would like two different versions of it. One where it's just a lovely tour of Amity and nothing bad happens and you just get to see like props and stuff from the show.
Uh-huh.
Or another one where Jaws pops up but he's like really far away. Like he like, or it's mostly you see fins. It's like the real movie. Like you don't really see anything. And at the very end, like 300 feet away, you see him pop up and like eat something, but nowhere near you.
Mm-hmm.
And you never go into a dark thing.
Uh-huh.
So in the Jaws ride, like there's a portion where you go into, and this still exists in Japan, which is cool. Cause they have Harry Potter and Jaws. So they live harmoniously together. Michelle's like,
boo.
So I just wish it was not so scary. So there's a part of Jaws where you go into like a boathouse and that's the first time he comes out and he scares you. And I just don't like that. So I think, why does every ride have to be like something's going wrong? Why can't it just be a nice ride where you're like, oh my gosh, look over there. There's like a shark way over there, but like we're fine because it's way over there.
I think that's like the conflict, like storytelling.
No, we don't need conflict.
Like we rise and then conflict and then the fall. I don't know, storytelling. I don't know, just like throwing out
ideas. Because the sets are so amazing, but you never get to appreciate them because you're just like shark. But like if there wasn't a shark, you'd just be like, this is immersive. I feel like I'm in New England. I am a rich person in Nantucket.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a shark problem, but it's not none of my concern. It's, you know, Brody's dealing with it over there and they're singing. Or it's like you passively like pass scenes from the ride, but it's happening like way over there. And you're just like that character that's like in the background.
Yes.
Well,
the good news is that if this ride happens, there won't be a long wait because it'll just be you riding it.
It will just be me and similar people and children who enjoy that. And we'll be having the best time
bears.
Ever. Okay, so this is the compromise. There's going to be three different versions of the ride, and they're going to turn it on in different points of the day.
Okay.
So in the morning, it's just like a lovely tour.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the afternoon, there's this more suspenseful one, and in the evening, the shark comes up and like actually eats you.
Okay. So the tour, and then like the ride, and then like Halloween Horror Nights.
Ah! Yes.
Okay.
Where like you get eaten by the mechanical shark.
Okay.
And in the story, it's not a real shark. It's a mechanical shark.
Oh, okay. Or it's a genetically mutated shark.
Ooh, yes.
Dale plays this game called, I don't know, but it's like the shark and he eats people and he can like jump on land and eat people. It's very scary. Man eater? I think it's man eater.
One of the worst days of my life was when I found out there's some kinds of fish that can like flop up on land. Like those ones and they like have their eggs up on the sand. Like, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
But then I walk around with my soy sauce and I eat them.
That's true. Then that's like when people are like, oh, you like to eat sushi? I'm like, yes, because then there's less fish in the world.
Yep.
And there, because I'm very afraid of fish, which people think is very funny, but it's true.
I think
it's my life.
I think it's funny and true. Okay, are you ready for my number 8?
Yes.
It is the show. Wicked!
So they did have, I mentioned this earlier, in Universal Japan, mm-hmm. they had, it was like an abridged version of Wicked.
It's kind of like the way Frozen is, like 45 minutes of Frozen, mm-hmm. except instead of Frozen, it's Wicked. What is up mm-hmm. with these movies that are just, or these IPs that are just one word? Frozen, yeah. Wicked, Tangled. Give me a title. Give me a thing.
Like, they're action words too.
Yeah.
Like Wicked. It's not like fine.
Yeah. It's not the tale of Elphaba, the Wicked Witch, or the other side of Oz. It's not that. It's Wicked!
That would be if Joe Brody named it. It would be like the other side of Oz, semicolon, Wicked, the story of a lady who's green.
Comma. And others are here too. Yeti?
She has friends. Yes. they had a whole land dedicated to Wicked, so they had that, and I think they had a ride, but like not really a ride.
I would just like that because it would be fun and cute, mm-hmm. and I bet you would be pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. And you and I would be in it.
Yeah.
But we would switch roles.
Do you want to be
Twist?
Who do you want to be? Elphaba or Galinda?
I want to be the king of the Munchkins. No, I love Elphaba. But, like, Galinda has Popular, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, but you have Defying. I have no interest in. Okay, so in my, like, list of dream roles, I really want to play Nessa in Wicked.
Ooh.
You get to sit the whole show. You don't have to dance.
You get cool shoes.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You get your shiz outfit, and then you get to be a diva, and then you die. That's great.
That's perfect. I mean, I can't sing, so you should probably play both roles. But I mean, or I just sing too well because I forgot the narrative we established. I sing like Celine Dion.
You'll be like, defying gravity, they'll never bring us down.
I just failed this Herald.
It's okay. Hey, we still have 9 more attractions to go, so we're good. So what's your number 9? Or you're 8.
Yes. So my next one is something familiar but a little different. It is Jurassic Park Rapid Adventure. So I wanted to have... Oh, wait, I think I have both Jurassic Parks on here. So this one is in Singapore, and it's a, you know, like river rapid where you're like on those circular boats. It's that, but it's Jurassic Park. Mm-hmm. So there is less dinosaurs at certain points because you're spinning around so much. But the thing I thought that was cool, but it's the most different out of all of them. So the ending is you go into an elevator and then you're going up, and then you look up and the T-Rex is like trying to bite at your boat, and then that's how you go into the drop.
Mm.
And it's cool because you're like in this dark room, and all of a sudden like the lights will flash on and you see like a dinosaur over there, and it's very suspenseful and very cool. It's definitely not as immersive as the other Jurassic Parks, but I appreciate the uniqueness, and I thought the elevator scene was really cool.
Ooh.
It's taking something practical and like making it scary.
An elevator.
And who doesn't love a water elevator? It just feels wrong, and I like it.
If much like bringing dinosaurs water back. Elevators is wrong. I don't want to be right.
But I encourage everyone to watch a ride through of it. It's really hard because anything like that where it's circular, it's hard to like see out. Mm-hmm. They do have those dinosaurs that pop out of the water. They got to get that in.
They got a discount when they bought them all.
Yeah, exactly. The aquatic dinosaurs. Yeah. There are less dinosaurs, but it's very lush around you. So it does feel immersive.
And we all know how you feel about lush.
I do love lush. I'm going to throw some bath bombs in there and be like, enjoy, plesiosaur, whatever kind of dinosaur that is.
Hat-a-saur? I don't know.
It's biodegradable.
I'm surprised that like something that suspenseful and scary would be on your list. You're surprising me, Jasmine.
I know. It's like I don't want to go on it, but I also appreciate the immersiveness of it, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. And it has flooded waterways, so it's not like it's a small world where you're like, oh, there's the edge. Like it's very like you can't see the track.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it's just like, oh, we're just floating. Who knows where we're going to go? We could go over here. I mean, we're in a track, but we don't know.
Where are we going? Nobody knows. I don't know.
We're going towards those dinosaurs over there.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. So what's your next ride or attraction?
The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man.
That is also on my list.
It's
yes.
You know what? It's a great ride.
It is.
And I feel like, what's that thing? What's that guy? What's that?
Spider-Man?
No. What's that bad ride? Transformers. I feel like yes. Transformers kind of basically stole the exact same attraction and was yes. like, hey, let's make Spider-Man, but let's make it bad.
Yeah, let's make it not as good.
Yeah, but I remember going on it the year it opened. Mm. And my dad still talks about how great this ride is. So, yeah, for my dad and for all, he's definitely not my favorite Marvel character. Pick a card.
Your dad?
Neither my dad nor Spider-Man. But this is a great attraction. And the fact that they went in and made it digital, like updated mm-hmm. the CGI, like without being asked. I was like, good mm-hmm. on you, Universal. So that.
I remember going on that, and like there's a scene where you're falling and like the sides of the screen are moving. Uh-huh. It's a perfect combination of screens and practical stuff. So like you're turning a corner and like there's a Statue of Liberty, but then you turn another corner and there's a screen, but then like you're blasted back and your vehicle moves back. Whoa. And you're falling. Yeah,
it's a great attraction.
Yeah. I'm really sad because that's another one that when I was at Universal in January, it broke down right Ooh. When we were going to go on it. Yeah. And I also was sick, so.
Oh, were you?
Yes. Or what was it? OR scrubs. Oh, are they?
Were you sick? I was sick.
I was sick, too. What? I just wasn't as sick.
No, I was like at death's friggin' door.
Yeah. I dragged myself out.
Everyone at work swears I had COVID. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I didn't. If like, you and mm-hmm. Tiff didn't get sick. So I'm like, I yeah. definitely didn't have COVID.
Yeah, my mom wants to test your antibodies so bad. Well, she asks me about it every day.
First of all, because I watch the NBC Nightly News every morning because they post it on YouTube now. They said that the antibodies don't stay in your blood that long. Mm. So that's why you can get COVID twice. That's why this yeah. flu season is going to be the worst.
And also, yeah, you got a really bad flu. Yeah. I got like a cold, basically, because I was able to still go out. I just didn't feel that good.
Yeah.
And then Tiff was just a ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great. Her immune system was like, pew, 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 pew.
But what's your number nine?
My number nine is Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure, which I have not been on. I've been in the queue. I spent a lot of time in the queue.
You're still in the queue.
I'm still in the queue. In a dimension, I'm still in that queue.
Reporting live from the queue of Hagrid's Magical Creature, Motorbike Creature, Adventure Creature.
So the line is amazing. It was immersive. Mm-hmm. We got stuck in the part where you're like under, like in the dungeons of Hogwarts. That was miserable.
Oh.
That, the walls are really low. It's very claustrophobic. It just was not fun. I'm glad that they actually told us like that the ride was broken down. Cause I'm like, if I have to sit here for an hour, I'm not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
But it was just very, yeah, I don't like that part, but I liked every other part of the line. I do have an issue with the ride in that. Okay. So you are a muggle coming to Hogwarts is what the storyline is. I'm guessing, even though you should be a wizard or a witch mm-hmm. Because who wants to be like I'm a muggle, like right. nobody wants that,
and you're able to buy robes and a wand yeah. but okay.
exactly so you see Hogwarts because they like allow you to see it I guess that day, but then Hagrid's is like what a muggle would see Hogwarts as, like ruins, so I didn't quite get that connection.
Oh.
Yeah. Because that's what Hogwarts looks like to a muggle. So it's like, oh, is this what I'm seeing? But then I'm seeing the magical creatures. I just feel like they needed to like think about that a little bit more. It is cool. It looks really cool. Mm-hmm. And I get you can't just build a whole another second Hogwarts.
Yeah.
But I just wish they were like, oh, like the charm is broken today. So all the witches and wizards, you're going to see it like how the muggles see it. I don't know.
I thought that because I haven't even been close to it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just like this is just like the old part of the castle that's like all broken down and so we're riding through it. But I have no idea what the only thing I know about the ride is what they showed on the hour-long 30 Rock episode that made me miss Universal. So I have no idea. I think just don't think about it too much.
Yeah, I think I'm overthinking about it. And I could be wrong. I just took it as that's what I think it's supposed to be. And it looks amazing. Like visually, it is stunning. It looks like ruins in England. Like it really feels like you're there. They did an incredible job with immersion. Universal, hire me. Bring me to your parks. But... But yeah, I just, that part was, there's, I'm one of those people, I see weird flaws in logic that nobody else thinks of, and it could just all be in my head.
And I like Taco Bell.
You like Hello Kitty.
I sure do. So that's on my list too. But before that on my list is the Hogwarts Express.
Yay! That is also further down on my list. I almost forgot about that one, but I really like that.
I love that. Yeah, it's so fun.
I got to go on it twice last time I was there. Going one way and then back. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. The projections are amazing. It's so cool to think that you're just going backstage at Universal. Technically, it's not a train. It's pulled. Uh-huh. So it's not propelled under its own power.
Oh.
I just learned that recently. It's such a... they could have literally just built the Hogwarts Express and had nothing happen, but you're just sitting in the seats and people would have loved it.
Yeah.
But the fact that like they put a story into it and there's stuff that like happens over here and like you see Harry and Ron and Hermione, like their shadows over here. And then you look out the window and Dementors are coming. Like, that's amazing.
And allegedly there's a TARDIS.
I didn't spot the TARDIS because I think you're like supposed to be looking over here. So if I went on it multiple times, I think I could spot the TARDIS. But like, because I'd never been on it before, I wanted to see like the stuff you're supposed to see.
Makes sense.
And I know they like project the shadows onto the screen, so it looks like people are passing by on the wall. And I kept wondering, what if someone like has an emergency and they like run out and then there's just like, what? There's a Dementor out and this guy's just running back and forth.
Kevin, the Dementor, get out of here.
There's Dementors, get out of here.
Yeah, that attraction is great. I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, that's exactly what I've always wanted to do is ride the train.
And like from a money standpoint, it's genius because I feel like a lot of people before were like, oh, I'm going to spend one day at Universal, one day at Islands of Adventure. And this forced you to buy a park hopper and go to both parks. And like maybe a lot of people would only go to one and not the other. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
like I think we did that when we went in 2014, my family and I, we only went to Islands of Adventure and then, you know, didn't get to go on stuff. I could have gone on Jaws again, but I have been on Jaws once and I closed my eyes. I opened my eyes the whole time up until we got to the boathouse. And then
isn't the boathouse like the beginning?
Pretty close.
Okay.
You see the shark fin once before then.
Oh.
So, yeah. It's a ride where it's like good, good, good. And then you turn the corner and you see a boat sinking and then it's just all downhill from there.
I gotta go.
Got a blast. I have to send you footage of the original version of that ride that never worked. It was amazing. That's why I'm kind of surprised Universal has not redone Hagrid's, because if a ride's going to be so unreliable, I'm just a bit surprised they wouldn't try to improve that, but also not surprised.
Yeah, maybe maybe they're fixing it now during COVID. Because, I know at other theme parks, their building is continuing and whatnot, but who knows?
Universal, was the most. I think they, never stopped. That's why Super Nintendo Land so far along is because I think they just kept building the whole time. So, yeah, I know, the ride in and of itself, all the launches and whatnot make it a very difficult ride to run, but just I want to go on it.
Yeah.
I don't want to have a day where I pay money to go and the ride doesn't even open the whole day.
Right.
And it didn't even rain. Psh.
Universal.
Did you say something or is it my turn? I think it's my
turn,
right?
Yeah.
So my next ride is Jurassic Park River Adventure, which is the classic Jurassic Park.
Huh, this is surprising.
Yes. I've only ever been on it one time because I was so traumatized by the dinosaur that popped out of the water because I was not expecting that. Uh-huh. I think I actually could have been fine with it. The drop doesn't bother me. The T-Rex coming after you is not great. Don't love it. But it's just that one popping out of the water. And I've since watched ride-throughs. When I was younger, it really scared you. It came out of nowhere. Now it kind of comes out a little more gently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's fully under the water. I think it's you can see
it.
Like
the top of it, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's not as dramatic. And I could just close my eyes during that one part. Mm-hmm. So maybe next time I go to Universal, I will go, especially now that they've redone it.
Please note that Jurassic Park did not make my list, and I was scraping the bottom of the barrel. I was like, I don't think so. That ride, it always smells bad. It smells like your uncle who, like, I don't believe in deodorant. Deodorant is a government conspiracy to control the masses. Like, okay, Uncle Lenny, it, like, always smells like B.O., it's just like dirty. Hey, you want some dirty water in your mouth? Like, no, thank you.
My cousin one time, the dinosaurs, the ones that like have the wings on the sides of their face, spit right into her mouth. Ugh. It's such a good immersive ride though. Like it's, and now especially since they've updated it for a while, it got kind of like, the effects got kind of old. But I mean, yeah, you just go and it like really feels like, oh, there's dinosaurs everywhere, and like you're going, and then it has a story like, oh, you're knocked off your path and now they got to get you back on the path, and this car falls, which it doesn't do anymore, and then you go into a building, but really you shouldn't go into the building, and then like a T-Rex is going after you because you killed its mom, and that part's not true. That's the plot of Jaws 5. And then you know, right before you go down, it like emerges from water. It's just like, I appreciate it.
All I can smell is dirty uncle. So
yeah,
just like it does thinking not smell about great. It, I am like, oh, dirty uncle.
It also is like the copperiest of copper water.
Yes.
Like that water is copper. Ugh. And I think it's because so many of the animatronics are in the water that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're making me very glad that none of that is on my list.
Well, what is on your list?
Well, next up is Hagrid's Magical Creature Motorbike Adventure. I've never been on it, but the thing from the 30 Rock episode seemed cool.
Yeah, it does seem like an amazing ride. It has so many launches. I'm not looking forward to the part where the track drops, but like I'm still gonna do it because like that's not gonna deter me, but that just seems very scary. And like the animatronics seem cool. I mean, they're not as cool as some other parks, but like they're still there.
Hey, they're not projection faces.
Yeah, there's a unicorn. They planted tons of trees. They had a bee problem for a while because of all the trees.
That's so weird that you say that. Bees keep showing up on my TikTok feed, and I am like, oh. I am not interested in bees. I have never seen the bee movie. I don't own any honey. No, thank you.
I literally have a jar of honey behind me right now.
You're messing up my algorithm.
So my next ride is another future episode that I pitched to Michelle. It's Confrontation. I've been on Confrontation. Have you ever been on?
I have not. I almost put it on there just because of Bob Gurr, but then I was like, I won't patronize him.
My true father, Bob Gurr. yeah, that ride, it was so amazing. So you're in a cable, was it not a cable car?
Yeah.
It's a cable car that it's the one that they have that goes to Roosevelt Island in New York City. So it's overhead.
Like a suspended car or something.
Yeah. And you're going and then like, oh my gosh, and it's cool because like everything is production design below you, no matter where you look. And then you go around the corner and it's like, oh no, there's King Kong, news crew, helicopter. Oh, he ripped the helicopter out of the sky. And then there's a point where like the helicopter is like shining a light in your face as you go around the corner. And then they turn the light off and then there's King Kong. Like it's an amazing reveal. And he's like right there, but you can't see it because you're like blinded by the light. Mm-hmm. And then at one point he grabs your car and shakes it up and down and then drops it. And you like drop for a moment, but then you go back. It was just really cool. And I love King Kong, and you get like up close and personal. It was like the Universal attraction, but even better.
Why can't they rebuild that? Like,
I don't know. They got rid of it. They got rid of it for the Mummy, which I get, like, even though the Mummy's it is on my list. But even like the Mummy's a good ride, but like, why can't they have both?
Right.
Because that was a real, even though people don't know King Kong, like they don't know the movie as well, they do have that one at Islands of Adventure, the Peter Jackson one.
Yeah, I've never seen a King Kong film in my life, but what you're describing sounds fun. And the Peter Jackson one,
yes.
I was like, I don't know what's happening, but whatever, I get to sit down.
I get to sit down for so many minutes. Yeah, I just think, why do you have to know the story? Like sometimes things are just fun. Mm-hmm. And like, you just know, like a giant ape is going after you.
Yeah.
Like, what else do you need to know?
Like you've established the story within this theme park attraction.
Yes.
Giant ape on the loose. Great. Mm-hmm. Now we can escape from him.
Yes, now we can escape from Kong. And then we can go film King Kong 2, where he gets a heart transplant.
And then King Kong 3, where he goes to IKEA to buy some furniture. Yeah.
You thought I was joking about King Kong 2, but that's actually the plot of King Kong 2.
Oh, what?
he gets a heart transplant and
who does the surgery?
They do, like, they have to do a giant thing and they have to make him a mechanical bionic heart. Oh, because when he fell from the Empire State Building, it, you know, didn't kill him. And then he has to find a mate. He finds, like, a Mrs. Kong. So they, like, genetically modify him like a Lady Kong. And then, like, but it's all, like, actors in monkey suits.
No.
What's your next ride? Top that.
My next ride is the Ghostbuster Spooktacular.
Ooh.
That's from Universal Studios Florida. I just like this. It was basically like a super, super condensed. It was a live show and they used Pepper's Ghost, no pun intended, for the ghosts. And
They had a giant Stay Puft Marshmallow Man animatronic, too.
Yeah, and there was, like, a tour guide, like, hi, I'm Kelly, and we're talking to these guys, and they played the Ghostbusters. And then, like, the Ghostbusters, something, something, ghost, something, something, bust them. But I thought they were really cool, and now, and you had, like, the firehouse outside, and they would, like, do meet and greets outside, and they would drive the Ghostbusters car around. I don't know. I get, we're getting to the bottom of the barrel.
So I like that Universal trope of, like, this is a ride. Like, this isn't real life. Or we're taking you on a tour of a studio, but something goes wrong and the movie is real.
Yeah.
And then how many of your boyfriends did you meet through the Ghostbusters?
How many of my boyfriends in Orlando were former Ghostbusters?
50%.
That's a very high number.
So my next ride is Men in Black Alien Attack. Okay, now do you not like that ride because you don't like that ride, or is it just because you don't like Will Smith?
That's a great question.
Can you separate the two?
Okay, yes. I don't like that ride because I don't like Will Smith. I also don't like that ride because it feels very empty. It's like,
that is true.
Like, we're in a big warehouse and it's empty and pew, pew, pew. I like the pew, pew, pew idea. Like, I like that a lot. And I like the fake elevator.
The queue is really good, actually, especially for a Universal early ride, like pre-Harry Potter.
Yes. Very immersive, like, you go, queue.
Yeah. And you see a lot of the sets from the movie. Not sets, but, like, recreations of the sets. You see a recreation of the Men in Black, not studios, what do you call it? Offices, headquarters. And then there's, like, a scene where, like, you go in and it's like, oh, it's the World's Fair. And then the guy puts on his sunglasses and it's like, we're recruiting you for the Men in Black. And the guy who was Tiffany's and my guide the last time we were there was, like, really good. He was really funny.
Yeah, I like that aspect of it. Again, it's like, I like the queue and then I don't like the ride. I like the mechanics of the ride. I don't like how empty it feels. And I don't like Will Smith.
I do like it more than Buzz Lightyear in terms of a shooting style ride. I think it's more fun because it's a little more like real world. I mean, it's aliens, but, the last time I went on it, me, Tiffany, and this guy who looked, not to be weird, but he looked like he played a lot of video games. We were on a car and then we were like a full car. I think it's like six people. So it was three people versus six people. And we still won. Cause I knew that guy was, like, not going to let us down. And Tiffany, I think, actually got the highest amount of points.
Yeah, I think you guys came back to the hotel room and you're like, I know you're dying of the plague, but Tiff kicked some guy's butt at Men in Black. Boop, boop.
I was like, I think at one point she had two guns. And then I heard the trick that if you hold the trigger down the whole time, you get better points. Like, as opposed to, like, pulling it. So I just held it down and I got way more. Even though I was the lowest one, I got way more than, like, I normally would. So it was, and I think you're supposed to aim for the eyes, which I don't know why that makes me think of Phantom of the Opera. Hold up your hand to the level of your eyes. We changed it just enough. We won't get sued.
Right.
I think it's a fun, enjoyable ride. I like rides where you're an active participant.
Yes, I like that part.
I'm not a particular fan of the Men in Black movies. I just thought it was, like, it's a fun ride.
And I just feel bad that, like, in the gift shop, it's just the Men in Black song over and over and over and over. Like, if I was assigned to that gift shop, I would be like, cool, I quit. Thank you.
So what is your next attraction?
Mine is Revenge of the Mummy, Singapore edition.
Oh, what's the difference of the... So my actually next one is Revenge of the Mummy Orlando edition, but...
It's the same as Orlando. Tell me about, I just felt bad exactly I didn't have any more Singapore stuff on here.
So that's a really... I went on that for the first time last time we were in Orlando. It is truly the superior ride.
Yeah, it's good.
I kept expecting, so the one in Hollywood, you go forward and then you literally just go backwards. I was expecting that. In the Orlando one, you do go backwards, but it's not really like the roller coaster
part. You go backwards, then you go on a turntable and then you launch. Yeah.
Yes.
It's great.
And like, there's a part where you're like, you think it's the end of the ride and there's like a little person there who's going to help you off. But then the glass breaks and it's Imhotep. And then you like do a dive bomb down. It's really cool. I mean, Brendan Fraser's in it. Great.
So great.
There's a story about Brendan Fraser getting a guy killed.
Oops.
So basically there's this like, so they all have to wear this neck. The premise of the ride is they're filming Revenge of the Mummy 2, and they're filming in like a cursed location, and they all have to wear a magi or something to keep the curse from hurting them. And Brendan Fraser steals some like PA's magi, and then that guy ends, you see him on the ride as an animatronic mummy that's killed.
So and you know it's him because of the hat. Brendan Fraser's a murderer.
Yes, he is a murderer in real life. No kidding. What? Oh, gosh, I really hope not, because that would not age
no,
well.
No, he's not. He's a lovely no. man who has horses and a ranch like in upstate New York.
Yes, he is a delight
of a man. He's a good boy.
But in the, you know, the character he's playing is a jerk. Yeah. But you know it's the same character, the PA, because of his hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good ride.
It is.
I need to watch the Singapore one and see if it's any different.
I think like slightly, but I don't know. I just wanted to put Singapore on there because I felt bad.
Yeah. The Hong Kong, or not Hong Kong, the Orlando, or not, I have brain farts. The Hollywood one.
Yes.
I think there's no, like E.T. is much better than that. Even if you don't like E.T.,
yeah.
It's better than that.
Yeah.
They just should not have gotten rid of that. And fun fact, the Universal Orlando, or the Universal Hollywood version of The Mummy opened on my 18th birthday.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're like, I'd like to return this, please.
Yeah, I don't want this present.
Thank you.
I don't want these. So is it your turn or my turn? Because we have the same thing.
Your turn.
I think it's
your,
okay. So mine is Michelle's favorite all-time attraction, the studio tour. But the studio tour with more events. So it's not so reliant on filming because they don't film at Universal really anymore, except for like TV shows. So they used to have this attraction. It was Battle of Galactica, and it was like a recreation of Battlestar Galactica. And like there was animatronic aliens, and there was also like a human who was like there shooting at the aliens, and it was like a laser light show battle. They should still have that. Mm-hmm. They have one where like rocks slide towards you and like they're foam rocks, and sometimes they bounce over the side and hit people in the face. Uh-huh. Thrilling. You know, and then they have like Earthquake, Jaws. Maybe Jaws doesn't pop out at you. He just like waves and he dances like that frog.
Hello, my
Warner
baby.
Brothers.
Hello,
yeah.
My darling.
That would be great. They could have like a Gremlins part of the ride.
They can have the Key and Peele sketch of Gremlins, of the Gremlins 2 pitch meeting. I want that to be a ride.
Yes.
Of just Key or Peele, I'm not sure which one, just yelling at me about how, like, are you saying you want a little gremlin with little gremlin boobies? Yes, it's in the movie. Done.
One of my favorite references ever is when people are like, you look like the girl gremlin, like, because it's so specific. I love specificity. Like, you know, they can still show like the houses and like the classic stuff. But yeah, they need to have like Psycho. They have Norman Bates and he kisses you, but, and you're like torn, 'cause he's like handsome, but he's like a murderer.
But maybe like I can fix him. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, that's the ultimate girl, right? Like I can fix him.
Yes.
He just needs me to love him.
I just need to love him harder.
They need to have like more sets too. Like, they have like the Seussical set, but like they need the set from like something we actually care about.
Like, The Good Place.
Yeah, the good. Well,
they
the good
do
place,
have the good place.
Europe,
but I want like more. Like, I want an actress playing Janet. That's like, Bing, hello.
Yes.
Hi,
oh, that would be so cool.
I'm Janet.
Welcome to Universal. They could have an animatronic. Yeah, and she just like pops up random places.
I would love that.
They could recreate the movies with animatronics, like Leave It to Beaver House or the Munsters. You have like the Munsters waving at you. So they actually did that. They had a nighttime Universal Studios tour, and they had like Frankenstein's monster walking around Little Europe. They had Marilyn Monroe in the hall, like the streets, like the backlot set. So it was just cool to have like live actors.
Yeah, and then they can have Hill Valley in Hill Valley.
Yes. They really need to, I don't get why. I mean, I get it's an actual, like, filming location, so you can't have Hill Valley because people are going to know, like, that's Hill Valley. Yeah. But I wish they would bring that back.
Yeah. Well, just put up, like, it, where the columns are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, I'm like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, because I think the gas station's still there. Yeah. Like, that ride, that movie is so, even, you know, 30 plus, 40, almost 40 years later.
So good.
It's still just as good, still just as, like, popular. Like, people love that ride. They could have hoverboards. They could recreate the scene. One of the things could be they recreate the hoverboard scene. Mm-hmm. Or, like, something from Back to the Future and, like, Marty goes by. Ugh, he's like, that's heavy.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, Doc on a zip line. Like,
yes. They recreate that whole scene and, like, he has to, like, go by and, like, there's rain machines and, like, thunder. And they can treat it like, oh, we're shooting the stunt scene, you know, with the stunt actors for Back to the Future. And then they just, oh, that would be so cool.
Universal, hello, rain. Call us.
Yes, call us. We're ready, Universal. We know you have so much spare change right now. But
all those companies do.
It's such an easy time right now.
Everyone's doing great.
Great. What's your next attraction?
Despicable Me, Minion Mayhem.
This is the one I make a face.
Yeah, that's fine. I like it. I think it's sweet. Again, it's so funny because, like, I like my rides to be very, very scary or sweet and tender. So, like, I've got Sesame Street on here. I've got, like, Hello Kitty and Despicable Me. That is just, like, a really sweet story.
Scary.
No, yes, terrifying. That was just, like, a really sweet story. And I was just, like, scraping the bottom of the barrel. So Dale said, you like Minions? I'm like, sure. So anyway,
oh boy.
Go ahead. Your turn.
That ride is interesting because it's like you're on a ride vehicle, but in a theater.
Yeah.
That is cool. I thought that was interesting where it's like, oh, we're in a theater because it killed my next ride on my list.
Jimmy Neutron.
But yeah, no, Jimmy Neutron. There was before that.
Hanna-Barbera?
No, that's Florida. Sorry. I'm talking about in
okay.
Hollywood.
Got it. Uh-huh.
I was like, wait, no, Jimmy Neutron was never in Hollywood. But yeah, so my next attraction is probably my favorite all-time thing ever in a theme park, which is Terminator 2 3D Battle Across Time. I used to go to Universal Hollywood and I would watch it like 6 times in a row.
Wow.
Because I love the movie Terminator 2.
What?
John Connor was my first crush.
Okay.
Like, I love that movie. I loved that. And that was my favorite. If you said, what's your favorite Terminator movie? It's Terminator 2 3D. Like, it was so good. It was the most expensive movie produced for a theme park. I think it's the most expensive ride or film per minute because it's only 17 minutes, but it was like $30 million. Mm-hmm. I really want to cover that ride one day. I love how the actors. Have you ever been on that?
I've been at the Universal Florida's, like, I don't know if it's the same thing. There's like a motorcycle, and they drive through the screen.
I've been on both. Oh. Because it was around in Florida longer than Hollywood, and I think it still exists in Japan. Mm. Literally, they would have actors that would, like, go in and out of the screen. Like, they would have, like, stunt actors, and then they would go into the screen, and then it was, like, the actors who are actually from the movie.
Yeah.
And, like, there's an intro where, like, so the plot of the ride is you're going to Cyberdyne. And there's this lady named Kimberly Duncan, and she was auditioned for,
and I was not allowed to be because I was too nice.
Yeah, I would not buy you as Kim, but maybe that's good because, like, people are like, oh, she's sweet, but she's a murderer. So then basically it's Cyberdyne's, like, taking you on a tour of their facilities. And then all of a sudden John and Sarah Connor, like, break through and they tell you to escape because they're going to blow it up. And then she's like, oh, super, don't escape, blah, blah, blah. You know, capitalism, blah, blah, blah. And then you go into the next room and they show you, like, the first versions of the Terminators. And those are actually, like, animatronics. And then at one point, like, your seat just falls at the end, which I never understood why it did that.
Because it could.
There's one point where, like, you're in an elevator, so your seat goes up. So, like, okay, I get that. But literally, like, at the very end, like, all the smog comes in your face and then your seat just falls.
Why not?
The end. And then there's a really good joke where the Terminator picks up a head of, like, a cyborg and John Connor's, like, friend of yours. And then Arnold's like, it was my college roommate. Best joke of all time. It was my college roommate.
Now, are you excited about the Bourne Supremacy show? Like, is that similar?
I don't like the IP, so that's, I'm not as excited about
that's
that.
Exactly how I felt at Avatar Land.
But like, I can appreciate if they have that aspect of like, that you're going in and out of the screen and it's immersive like that. But I have a feeling this Bourne is just like, we're actors and we're going to show you how we did the stunt show, but something went wrong and now it's real and we have to save people. I don't know. I just have a feeling. I think it's out, so I'm sure I could just look it up, but I have a feeling just based on Universal. And then at the end, it's like, everyone get, like, the guy dies. And it's like, everyone give a hand to Rob. Rob has been in Miami Vice.
Waterworld, at Hollywood.
Breaking 2. but yeah, but I just love that the whole immersion aspect. And I love Terminator 2. But it was just really cool because it was like, oh, there's a sequel to one of your favorite movies and you can only see it if you go to this theme park. And I'm so sad it doesn't exist anymore. So sad.
Sorry for your loss.
That's why I think I hate Minions so much.
Oh.
Because it replaced it. I'm very angry about it.
Sorry.
what's your next attraction?
The Flying Snoopy.
Oh. They call it that. They don't call it the Red Baron.
Right? I know. Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Flying Snoopy. It's basically Dumbo. You are in Snoopy and you're just like,
are his ears out?
No, he's just like laying on his tummy and you're like kind of sitting on his back kind of.
How is he aerodynamic?
Jasmine! He just is. He's Snoopy, okay? But that's in Universal Studios Japan. So I've hit all three of my, I hit Sesame Street, Hello Kitty, and Snoopy. So
oh, very nice. I almost at one point had every single like event that happened on the studio tour, but then I combined them all. So that's why I had so many for a while.
I'm kind of sad that Disaster, the show I was in, did not make either of our lists.
It was on the list, and then when I had to cut it from 20 to 17, it got axed.
It didn't even, it didn't even make my list.
So that's my, what do you call it? My bonus, even though I still have three more, is that because only with you hosting, only with you as Lonnie.
Welcome to Disaster Studios. I don't even think I remember. I remember my Jungle Cruise. Like, I could do it tomorrow, but I don't remember. Welcome to Disaster Studios, Hollywood's premier production. I don't remember.
On your acting resume, do you have that you co-starred in a movie with Christopher Walken?
It's on my bio.
Because you technically did.
Yep, I say Michelle was most recently seen in Universal's Disaster alongside Christopher Walken.
Michelle Tanner Marino was in a movie with Christopher Walken.
But on my resume, it just says, like, there's, like, a section for theme parks. Because I was like, I don't know, I've got a lot of theme park experience. And honestly, like, if someone was like, hey, do you want to be an actor at a theme park? I'd be like, yeah, that's the best job. Absolutely. It's a great job. I miss it.
I always like, when your iteration of the ride, was there a part where, like, a mannequin just, like, fell and hit the ground? Because I've seen footage of the ride. And there's a part where it's like, you think it's, like, a guest, but it's just a mannequin falls to the ground.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's, like, very clearly a mannequin, and it goes, like, burr, burr. Yeah.
I remember, okay, so we had this in the, never mind. No one wants to hear my stories of Disaster. Keep moving forward.
Yes, I want to tell me one story, and then you can move
on. Okay, so there's this pit of balls, because we're supposed to do a, the shot is in the balls, so you say, all right, up next, shot in the balls. Yeah, so that's the joke.
So the premise of this version of the ride is you're going to be on a movie and you're going to be on a hot set and your extras, right?
Right, so all the actors have quit and Frank Kincaid like needs you guys to do...
Who's Christopher Walken?
Who needs you to do... who rumor has it was supposed to be Alec Baldwin.
Oh, you could have acted with Alec Baldwin.
I know. But I don't know what happened, but that was just a rumor. I don't even know if that's true. Maybe I made that up. I don't know.
You heard it here first.
That's right. Even though the show doesn't exist anymore. So yeah. So then you meet Chris. So the first room is like, you cast a bunch of people. My favorite line of the whole thing was like, you're reading down this chart. You're like, I need a child, I need a grandma. And then you're like, I need a man. No, I don't need a man. I am very happy with my cats. Thank you. I am good. Thank you. I need a man for the shot. Thank you. And then like you get a man and then like you drool over him. And you're like, hello. I just meow.
I bet you really took advantage of that.
Yes, I did. Of course. I was like 20 and like a horn dog. And I was like, ah, la, 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 la.
How many of those men did you date?
Let's not talk about that. Numbers aren't important, Jasmine.
I am not shaming you. I am impressed. So then after that, then you would go on like the earthquake ride.
No, then we would do the shots. So we would have those volunteers. Okay. The second room is like the Pepper's Ghost with Christopher Walken. And then the third room mm-hmm. is you do the shots with people. Anyway, there's this thing where the person will be green screened into like a river, mm-hmm. but they're in these green balls. So anyway, I was studying my script and I needed a quiet place to be. So it was during lunch. So I sat in the ball pit and I'm reading my script. And then my assistant director and a Universal executive and someone else comes and Shan is like explaining the shot and like da 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 da. And I'm just like, should I move? And she's just like, you're in there. Just like continue being there.
You're like, I'm an animatronic.
And I'm like I'm just hello. Studying my script. Thank you. Yeah.
So, and then the main part of the ride was like, if you've been on the studio tour, it was the earthquake. Like you would see like, it's exactly the same.
Yeah. So you see the earthquake and they take some footage of you like, because supposedly it's a set. And then you watch this trailer, Mother Nature mm-hmm. with The Rock.
Starring The Rock. Yep.
And then all those shots that we just took from the soundstage, those are digitally input into the trailer. So you do get to see, like, if your mom was the gardening lady, I think that was like, I need a lady who likes to hoe. Like, that was the joke. And it's like, you know, gardening, hoeing it up, ba-ba-da-ba-da-up. I don't know. I don't really remember.
Oh, the early 2000s.
Yeah. Got away with a lot more.
So my next one is The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man, Spider-Man. My mom claims she made up saying Spider-Man, which I don't think she did, but she claims that she said that first mm-hmm. and that I copied her and then we started saying that, but I don't know how
you
true
know what?
That is.
I'll believe her. She's Leslie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. She's just not like, she's not that whimsical though. So that's why I'm like, but yeah, amazing ride. Highly recommend it. Transformers is not the same.
Nope.
What's your next attraction?
Escape from Gringotts. I like it. I literally, my note is because Bill Weasley heart.
Yes.
I don't really like it, but I mean.
I love that land so much.
Absolutely. The land mm-hmm. is great. And I like that a lot. But the ride itself is hurry up and wait. And I don't like that.
Yeah. It's fine. That's another ride where they try to tummy shame me because Universal, for some reason, the rides are like not meant for people who carry their weight in their stomach. Mm. So every time I try to click the seatbelt, it clicks, but it like has to go down like literally a millimeter. And I have very weak arms, so I can't like push it down with my forearms. So usually the attendant just pushes it down for me. No muss, no
fuss.
But now
they can't do that anymore.
There was this one guy. Yeah. On Gringotts, I was like, can you just push it down for me? And he's like, no, you're just going to have to get off the ride. And luckily, Tiffany just reached over and pushed it. Because it can go down. It's just I don't have like from that angle, I can't do it. And like the problem is like if I lean forward, like it makes my stomach bigger. Yeah. It's just a whole mess.
When I worked at Disney, we used to touch the so it was a roller coaster and the strap went over and we used to touch it to make sure it didn't pop up. And now they don't do that anymore. I'm curious to know why. I have no idea.
So my next attraction is Waterworld, a live sea war spectacular.
I'm quitting this podcast. Goodbye.
It's the best. You can't even hear me. Her headphones are off. It's the best show, not because of the IP, but because there's a plane that launches over and the only guy who talks is the villain and they dip a guy in toxic waste and they're like, what does it taste like? Tastes like chicken. And then like the boat and his name is Mariner and I don't know why. And then his like sea-doo comes from underneath and it's all in this like tiny pool. And like, you know, maybe Jaws swims around in there. I don't know. And then they fly boats around and there's humor. It's so good.
You and Dale have a conspiracy out there about Waterworld. He kept looking at my list and was like, hey, Waterworld's not on there. And I'm like, and it never will be.
Because it's objectively good, Michelle.
Last time we went to Universal, we went with a couple from out of town, and both guys were like, oh man, we got to see Waterworld. And I'm like, no, we're not. Absolutely not. Nope.
It's so good. Like, I couldn't care less about the movie Waterworld. I don't think very many people are like, woo, Waterworld. But like, it's just so, it is spectacular. I am impressed. Now, if they wanted to tear it down and build Harry Potter stuff there, I would be fine with that.
Yeah,
but I like Waterworld. It's just really cool.
Okay.
That's the rumor, though, is that they're going to tear it down one day and build more Harry Potter stuff.
I'm fine with that.
Because it's next to Harry Potter. Yeah, even I'm fine with that. But it's just like a plane, Michelle. A plane goes over the wall and lands in the water. And it's like 3 feet. It's not that big.
So what you're saying is you're plane crazy?
I'm playing crazy. And then they're on Sea-Doos. And I love Sea-Doos so much.
Are Sea-Doos jet skis?
Yeah, jet skis.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the few things I will ride are Sea-Doos. And like when we go to San Diego, I will ride them and I go really fast, which is like 30 miles an hour, but I won't turn because that's terrifying. I don't want to fall off into the ocean and have Shamu eat me because you go around in Mission Harbor, which is like right next to SeaWorld. So yeah, that's how my mind works.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The last one, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you can believe it, but in my ideal Universal theme park, I would include E.T. Adventure.
Yes, because it's good. Because it's a good ride.
Because I was scraping. My note literally is IDK because I hate myself. That was my note.
But it's like, it's a very good ride. I know you just don't like E.T. Okay, so do you think the ride is poorly made?
No,
or do you
I
not
think
like
the
E.T.?
Ride is good. The queue is spectacular. Mm-hmm. Universal pones queues. It is great at queues. Rides itself. But yeah, I like when you're over the city and I like the music like ba 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 ba.
It's the first ride to have an original score and it was written by John Williams.
That's cool. I like the ride system. I like that you're like hovering over things. So like
that bike is so
cool. The bike is super cool. I just hate E.T. He looks like a poop. I don't like him. He is creepy.
And there's a lot of E.T.
He's very creepy. I have never seen that movie. I've been afraid of it since I was a wee lass and I always will be.
I like when you're in the front. When I went, Tiffany made sure we sat in the front and I sat in the middle, which normally is only like they let children sit up there, but they let me go up there.
Get out of here,
and
kid.
And he pops out of your basket. Yeah, kid, I'm going to die sooner than you are, so I need to go up front. And my mom said the same thing and I didn't tell her that. I'm like, Mom, we are the same person. But yeah, and you sit in the front row and there's like, it's like a basket and there's just like blankets in there. And then all of a sudden like E.T. pops. You don't see the front of him. You just see like the thing pop up. And then you see him on a camera screen. But like the astronaut is filming him. It's such, I love that ride. It's so stupid, but I love it so much. And the whole ending is so happy. And there's baby E.T.s and they're singing the song like da da. And he never says my name because he can't say Jasmine, apparently. He just calls me friend. But, like, I have a friend, and he's E.T. And then the end is literally just, like, a black hallway.
I regret putting this ride on my list.
It's just so good. And then you're, like, going, and then the cub is like, whoa! And then you fly. Like, come on. It has romance. It has suspense. It has police officers going, whoa. You fly. It has Dodger Stadium. It has alien planets. It has baby poops. It has a guy saying, welcome home. You've arrived. Like, what else do you need? Nothing. The answer is nothing. And he says your name. And my last ride is Hogwarts Express. And I feel like I should have ordered that better because that's so anticlimactic.
Well, I mean, I obviously saved the best for the last on my list.
I didn't go on like, I didn't put any of the roller coasters on. I almost put, there's one in Japan called Flying Dinosaur.
Oh, okay. There's a space
which
one
they're
too,
building,
which is really cool.
Yes, that one replaced
E.T.
E.T., yeah. And that's an indoor roller coaster, and I think it spins. Flying Dinosaur is like you're on a pterodactyl, and they're building that in Orlando, I believe. I mean, I could take all of the Universal parks and put them all together. There's very few that I could do without the Minions, but I'll keep them for you, Michelle.
You don't have to. I literally ran out of stuff. If it honestly, if it was like a, if you said a tight 10, I could easily do that.
Mm-hmm. I just really like a lot of stuff at Universal, I realized. A lot of older rides.
I don't. I like the Sesame Street, Snoopy, and Hello Kitty, and I like Harry Potter.
If I had to pick a number one out of that list, okay, I'll pick a top two. I would say number one would be Terminator 2, and number two would be Confrontation.
Oh.
I loved Confrontation. And I only went on that one time, but that was... So, for some reason, King Kong never scared me. Even when I was younger and I would see him in Hollywood, never scared me. We were also both born in 1986, so that might have something to do with it.
I think so.
But yeah, I don't know if I don't like the Minions because I don't like the Minions or if because they replaced Terminator 2. It's a show. It has that plot of Universal where it's like, it's becoming real. Well, I guess no, you're always immersed. But they used to have these kinds of attractions at Universal where it was like, oh, we're going to show the audience how we make special effects. And look, we're doing the special effects. And uh-oh, is that a monster? Oh no, it's chasing me. It's becoming real. Oh, like, it's terrifying.
That show, horror makeup show.
I'm like, is that the one where you see it have the wolf and the little boy? Like, that's literally what I was thinking. They also had like an Alfred Hitchcock one where like they would recreate scenes. And then there was one point where like, oh no, Norman Bates is real. He's killing the woman in the shower. But it was actually just like the guide in a wig. It was great. So on that note, do we have any final thoughts about Universal?
Universal Japan is superior.
It is. They have Jaws and Harry Potter. They live harmoniously together. Yeah. I don't think they have Gringotts.
Literally
though.
Everything that I mentioned that I love, being Harry Potter, mm-hmm. Hello Kitty, Sesame Street, and Snoopy, is all in Japan. Mm-hmm. So
what you're saying is you just need to live in the Beauty and the Beast ride and live in Japan.
Correct.
And be there forever. That is where your soul is. Well, thank you, Michelle, and thank you, Chandu, for being on the show.
Thank you. Chandu, do you have anything to say? He's falling asleep.
Thank you so much for listening to 1313 Harbor, the podcast. A special thanks to our Patreons, Mandy, Tori, Sean, Jennifer, Tiffany, Abby, Valerie, Jenny, Wynette, Lauren, Ashley, and Danny. If you'd like to become one of our Patreons and get bonus episodes, monthly group hangouts with me and the other Patreons, and so much more, please visit our website at www.1313harborthepodcast.com to find links to our Patreon. You can also find all sorts of goodies on our website, including the official Paris of the South shirt, which comes in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. Please email your questions, comments, and episode requests to 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. It really helps us a lot. You can find us on Twitter at 1313 Harbor and on Instagram at 1313 Harbor the podcast. Thank you again for listening. And to all who come to this happy podcast, welcome.